This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Well, I got a text from him earlier in the a while back, maybe about 10 days ago, telling me that things were about to change. And, well, because he does just so doggone much stuff, I just decided to have him back on the show tonight so he can tell us what's going on in his very busy world. We're joined again by attorney Stephen Stambolia. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
So, where would you like to lead off first? Okay, let's start with the Young case because, you know, that's the glamour shot for you. What's going on with the Young case?
Well, so the state of Hawaii hired this big D.C. law firm to represent it finally because they basically skipped out of everything in the Ninth Circuit, not defended their law. And the county got the D.C. law firm to represent it also, and then they filed their petition for en banc rehearing on September 14th. And basically what they're asking is the court to look at the three-panel member of the court and tell them that they're all wrong. And we have 21 days from the 18th, which I believe is October 9th, to file our response. And that's really all I can say about that.
That's right.
We're going to be filing a response.
Yep.
And it's going to be good. And very rarely do I get excited when I write, but this is one of those times.
So that's what it sounds like when you're being excited. We're going to write a response, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, this is me excited. My wife will tell you that my emotions, they're just always level. This is me excited, yes.
Well, but that's cool. They waited a fairly – how long do they have to file against that original three-judge panel? How long do they have to file against that? Can they just do it whenever they want to, or do they have X amount of time to respond?
No, they have 14 days. And they asked for additional time, then they asked for an additional 45 days. And in the meantime, they were I guess conspiring would be a good word.
Yeah.
You know, it's a civil right, you know.
Sure.
And so they got this D.C. firm, and it's – the former acting solicitor general under Obama is who we're up against. And I say, you bring it on.
Well, that's just, I mean, I'm sure you're just quaking in your loafers, aren't you? I mean.
Oh, yeah. They had 11 attorneys on their petition. And, you know, it's just Alan Beck, who's lead counsel on this case. And I'm like, yeah, 11 versus 2. Those are pretty good odds.
I read that I think in 18 years they've actually given out 4 permits in Hawaii.
Right. Yeah,
and to non-security guards. So
that's the thing. We don't know. I mean, we can look back at the reports and they say it's not that we don't have we don't issue permits. Look, we've issued 4. I mean, I guess, you know, that's just, it's just not, I don't know. That's just what they say, but who knows? The reports that we have suggest 0, and the attorney conceded 0, and or at least, if not 0, he didn't know, which is not a good thing to admit that you don't know, but I guess it's better than to lie. But, you know, it's just one of those things. We will show the world on or before October 9th, what we've got, and it's going to be epic. I can't wait.
Will you be able to tell me on October the 10th? Will you be able to come on here and talk about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We can't talk about it right now.
After that.
No, I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about. He has told me we can't talk about it, so we're not going to talk about it because I want this to be like a Mentos tablet dropped into a 500-ounce Coca-Cola. I want this to pop and build up a lot of pressure, and I want this to pop, and I want everybody to be standing around with a bunch of bewildered looks on their faces.
They absolutely will.
That just makes me giggle just thinking about it.
Yeah, now, I'm telling you, it's exciting.
Now, in California, have you guys heard anything out of California? Is anybody watching this? Is anybody taking any action or giving any advice or saying, you guys had better win this thing to Hawaii besides Hawaii themselves?
What a great question. Today, in fact, and I don't think this has hit any news yet,
there's
a case called Flanagan versus Becerra, and the AG of California asked the Ninth Circuit to hear their case first en banc. Skip the panel. We don't even want to do the panel. We want to go en banc, and we want to go with Young. So they want to basically, and consolidate's probably not the right word, they want to hear our cases together.
Now, is this this one against Becerra, is this another concealed carry case or another carry case or another permit case or what kind of case is
it? It's a lot of different things. The basic thing is, you know, California's got like basically a good cause requirement.
Right.
Kind of like justifiable need in New Jersey. And the NRA has filed in the first, the, maybe I'm mistaken, second, third, and ninth circuit, maybe the first as well. And they basically tried to fast track these lawsuits so they can try to get up to the Circuit Court of Appeal as soon as possible and go en banc and overturn that circuit court's law on whether or not a good cause, justifiable need, or exceptional cause, whatever the standard is constitutional or not. And so they filed, the AG in California filed just today, maybe like 11, 12 o'clock, a petition to go en banc, and which, you know, I got to hand it to them. It's a bold strategy, and we'll see what happens. I can't think of a case where they've gone straight out of the gate en banc. I just can't think of one. I'm sure there's one in the entire history of the United States because the Ninth Circuit does have a procedure for that.
Right.
But it just, you know, it's like, oh, you want to skip to the head of the line, eh?
Is it
get the panel?
Is that actually procedurally correct? Can that be done?
Well, they have the Ninth Circuit has a procedure to do it. So, yeah, I mean, if the Ninth Circuit has a procedure, then I guess it'd be procedurally correct for them to ask them to do it. It's just I don't know of a case that's been granted, and you know, I'm not saying there hasn't been one. I just don't know of one off the top of my head.
Right. I don't know. I'm watching this one. This is one that I'm eagerly anticipating going, and it's still bad for them. Kavanaugh's still going to get seated. I mean, I don't see a way he doesn't get seated now unless he, you know, runs away.
You know, the whole Kavanaugh thing boggles my mind they're trying to silence this accuser by giving her a microphone and asking her to come tell her story.
Listen, even with leftists, don't try to put a logical overlay over this, Stephen. You'll just drive yourself. Enjoy the Mentos you're about to drop, and don't worry about that stuff. You got bigger fish to fry than that one. He's going to get it. He's going to get into it, so I'm not worried about that. But
sure.
We could sit here all day and wonder out loud about their stuff. I'm sure they're wondering out loud too. But you know, anyway,
it's just very bizarre.
It is. I would love to mount GoPros just in these people's rooms and see what they do when they get in front of a mirror. Just to see what they do. Anyway, I'm talking to Stephen Stambolia.
Probably not a reflection.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I hadn't even thought of that one. Stephen Stambolia is an attorney out of Mississippi. He what is the name of your website?
SDSlaw.us.
SDSlaw.us. Go check out what he's got going on. You're going to hear a little bit more about some of the stuff he's got going on right here in just a little bit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Stephen Stambolia, attorney at law. He is the co-counsel in the Young case, and that is that's the big head and shoulders glamour shot case. This will be the one where he will gain all the renown and everything else. He will become a legend. But let's head east, shall we? Let's jump across the border into Nevada, where you've got something going on in the Mandalay Bay case. We still got Stephen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you at first. So Mandalay Bay, what you got? What you got cooking on Mandalay Bay?
So we've got a couple things. One hasn't dropped yet because the ATF hasn't issued its final regulation on bump stocks, but that we will file a lawsuit against that as soon as it gets final ruled, if it does. The second one that's kind of related to that is I sued the FBI to release the documents, the data that they retrieved from the paddock's room and their investigation, and basically everything that they took from that room, reports of examinations of the rifles and things like that. And here's why. So we, you know, it's a terrible tragedy. He shot a lot of people and he killed a lot of people. And then the DOJ, Trump even, and the ATF immediately want to go to ban bump stocks. Yet they haven't said the magic words, in my opinion, are bump stocks were actually used. They put out some pictures. They showed some bump stock equipped rifles.
Right.
But I've got in a FOIA from the ATF that they were not allowed to inspect the rifles. And so I'm thinking, well, why hasn't the ATF inspected the rifles yet? So I got some more documents from them and actually found a PowerPoint slide that says that the FBI would not allow the ATF to inspect the weapons, which is just really bizarre, okay, because the ATF, that's their bailiwick, okay? It's not the FBI's job to take apart rifles, inspect them, and do everything else to guns. It's the ATF's job. But anyway, the FBI took the guns, and then just recently, like in April of this year, gave them to the ATF. So I go to the ATF, and I'm like, well, I want your report to technical examination, and they say, well, we don't know if you've done.
Can I ask you a question? Didn't they rule where slide fire? They've decided that the bump stocks don't change the characteristic of the gun enough, and slide fire is no longer liable. In that case, they can't be found liable for anything with that. Have you seen that?
They said it wasn't an accessory, and right. It was a component of the firearm, so it was shielded under the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act. Protection of Lawful PLCCA. One of those said that they weren't liable because it was a component of the firearm. Congress passed this law to shield firearms companies from deliberate misuse of their products, et cetera. And so, yes, that decision just came out. But that has nothing to do with whether or not the ATF wants to reclassify them as a machine gun.
Okay.
Because if they're classified as a machine gun, you know that you can't register a new machine gun. You can only have a machine gun that was manufactured and registered prior to May 19, 1986. So that ruling is great for slide fire, but it does nothing for the people that own slide fire stocks if the ATF says these are now machine guns.
Right.
Because now you're a felon. So I asked the ATF to give me, to basically tell me, were these firearms that this murderer used, were they illegally modified machine guns, or did he literally use the bump stock? Because I think that's important when you go to pass a new law classifying something that was previously lawful as a machine gun. FBI told me no immediately and then denied my appeal right after the comment period closed in the ATF comment period for the, you know, whether or not a bump stock is a machine gun.
Right.
So we sued them, and their answer to that FOIA lawsuit is due very, very soon. And I want to say it's like on the 26th. So just a couple days, we're going to hear what the FBI says about whether or not they're going to give me documents. The reason they said they weren't giving me documents is because it was an ongoing investigation, and these were all documents compiled for a law enforcement investigation, which is all fine if they're doing an actual investigation and they seek to prosecute someone for this.
Right.
However, as Las Vegas Metro came out and said, he acted alone. We don't know what his motive is, and we're not pursuing any other suspects. Well, seems to me case closed. So give me the document.
Who has jurisdiction in that particular case? Would that be Las Vegas?
I think it would be Las Vegas. Depending on some other factors, I believe the FBI could have jurisdiction as well. I mean, they're the ones that took all the stuff from the room, all the digital media. You know, he had cameras on the doors. He had a couple laptops, a couple cell phones, and I believe, I don't know this because I don't have the documents from FBI yet. I believe the FBI is in possession of this, and I believe that you know, the public should be made aware of what happened.
Well, I'm just curious about that because is there some law out there stating that in this kind of a shooting or a active shooter incident, the FBI comes in on that? Is that how they came into this? Or
you know, the locals can request the FBI to come in and help. I don't think there's or if there is, I'm not sure of a specific law that says,
right,
hey, please bring the FBI in. Usually they get jurisdiction if it's interstate commerce. I mean, we can sit here and argue about that this is affecting interstate commerce and all a bunch of other, you know, random stuff. But I have no doubt that Las Vegas contacted FBI and said, come in, please help. ATF, come in, please help. I mean, this was a big deal.
Yeah.
But it's just bizarre to me that we don't have, you know, literally almost a year after the shooting. I mean, it happened on October 1st of 2017, okay? And it's September 21st of 2018.
Right.
And all we have is the final report from Las Vegas Metro saying, you know, this is the evidence. We don't know why he did it. And here's
still a lot of question marks in there, isn't there?
Sure, but nothing. And my thing in this is, like, some people have said, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I said, no, I'm not. You're passing a law making something illegal that was heretofore legal, and we don't have the evidence to back this up, saying, yes, he used a bump stock. Well, I mean, it changes things because there's, let's just say, let's use the ATF numbers. There's 500,000 bump stocks, okay?
Sure, sure.
And and Paddock had 10 of them. Well, that leaves 499,990 that were never used in a crime.
Right.
So you're banning an object because one person used it in a crime. And that's not how we should do things here. We should look at the totality of it and say, well, the vast majority, 99.9% of the people do not use their bump stocks in a crime. Therefore, we shouldn't ban them. If you want to make them a machine gun, it doesn't meet the definition of a machine gun for the reasons that the ATF for the past 10 years has said in, you know, the official letters back to the individuals, the manufacturers, saying this doesn't meet the statutory definition of a machine gun. Congress needs to step in and do something if they want to ban it.
Get you to hold right there on the ban if Congress wants it. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Stephen Stambolia. We're still heading east when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
Negotiations are still underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in high school, to tell her side of the story to the Senate Judiciary Committee. As the back and forth continues as far as who should testify first, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz is having none of it.
It is so un-American to have the accuser testify after the accused. I have an op-ed coming out where I have six rules that have to govern these hearings. And the first rule is the accuser must go first, be subject to cross-examination. Then the accused has to go and be subject to cross-examination.
President Trump is having another one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one in Springfield, Missouri, where the president is stumping for Josh Hawley, who he's hoping will replace Senator Claire McCaskill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Steven Stambolio. He is out there wreaking havoc wherever he goes in the legal world, where the gun grabber in various places, various organizations, all these things. Stuff that you can't do, stuff I don't know how to do, but he knows how to do it. And then he's going out there and doing it. So was there something else you wanted to add to Mandalay Bay before we head further east?
I could fill up hours with this stuff. I mean, the FBI, they're going to respond, and I mean, they're going to get the documents, or we're going to appeal it to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and then I'll appeal it further then if I have to. I just think that before you ban something, you have to have evidence of its misuse, and it needs to be, this is America still, right? You know, I mean, we need more evidence, and if it really was used, then it shouldn't be a big deal for them to say, yep, these were all used and these weren't illegally modified machine guns. So, hey, you know, we'll see what happens.
We will. So, coming further east, I know you had two topics. Which one do you want to go with?
I've got my Knicks case, which is really, really big, and that's pending out in D.C., and then I've got a New York case, which is really big for New Yorkers, that, you know, New York bans their citizens or subjects or whatever you want to call them from owning stun guns or tasers or just electric arms in general. So they're basically even further disarmed, which is just a tragedy. You know, it's so difficult to get a permit up there to carry a handgun. It's almost impossible to carry a handgun, but just to have a handgun in your home, which, you know, Heller already said you have a Second Amendment right to having an operable handgun in your home, right?
Right.
New York makes it so incredibly difficult just to get the permit.
Let's talk about that. How difficult? Okay, since they're out there, and Scalia did say, well, it's okay with reasonable regulation, right? Which, of course, with a gun grabber, that means whatever I can throw in the way to keep you from getting one.
That's right.
How much should be, what would you consider to be reasonable regulations, if there has to be any at all? Because they obviously are not reasonable, because they're sort of you know, trying to be a la Hawaii. They try to keep everybody from having one unless they can help it.
Yeah, and the funny thing about New York is they actually issue permits. In Hawaii, as we, you know, we discussed, they don't really issue any. A reasonable regulation, I mean, I'm not really sure. You know, I don't want murderers to have guns, but, you know, even a murderer that's been reformed, you know, that's done his time, you know, he comes out, does he not have a right to self-defense? I mean, I'm not saying that he should have a gun immediately, but there needs to be some avenue to prove that he's been rehabilitated. But our government doesn't allow for that. Certain states do, of course, but for the most part, you know, once a felon, always a felon, unless you can get a pardon. And, you know, those don't happen a lot. But, you know, just going back to what I was saying about New York, we filed a case. We filed a lot of these cases all across the country. We've got one in Hawaii, taser case, and then we've got another one in New York. We won against New Jersey. You know, they folded like a cheap suit because the law is on our side. You know, we have a 8-0 per curiam opinion from the United States Supreme Court that didn't say you didn't have a right to a electric arm, a stun gun or a taser. And the concurrence in that case, it was Satano v. Massachusetts. Justice Alito, with Justice Thomas, they wrote a concurrence, and they said, well, 200,000 stun guns in existence, you know, demonstrates that they're widely owned for lawful purposes of self-defense, right? So they should be protected by the Second Amendment. The entire court didn't hold that, but the two concurring justices basically said that. Well, in New York, we went through extensive discovery. I deposed people. They deposed our plaintiff, and I had experts. And, I mean, this is like full-blown trial, right? So we've concluded through our research and contacting the manufacturers, the retailers, the people that are in the stun gun slash taser world, that there are almost 4.8 million electric arms that are used. And these are just ones that I could get figures for, because there's lots of people that manufacture these. You know, we import a lot from other countries, China, et cetera, and then we sell them. So I didn't get any information from Academy, from Walmart, from Amazon. All where stun guns are lawfully sold, right?
Right.
I just went directly to the big retailers that I could identify and get information from. And I put 4.8 million on the board. That easily meets the common use test that Heller speaks about and New York, you know, wants to use to determine whether or not a specific firearm or a specific bearable arm receives protection under the Second Amendment. That case is pretty much fully briefed right now. We filed our response to their cross motion for summary judgment on September 17th. And I mean, we just put up so much evidence. I mean, I don't see how that case doesn't come down in our favor, but it is New York and we'll wait and see. Again, if we lose, we'll immediately appeal it to the Second Circuit, and then I would love to take that case to the Supreme Court after having all eight justices of the court at that time in 2016. This was after Scalia passed away.
Right.
You know, basically already ruled in favor of a stun gun. So, yeah, you know, sign me up for that.
Is there actually a number out there that everybody says, okay, this is a line of demarcation where we determined that this is commonly used?
No, absolutely not.
Should there be?
Well, no, and let me tell you why. So let's say I develop this new device, like a, I don't know, like a Star Trek phaser. You know, it's not a stun gun, it's not a taser, it's not a firearm, but it stops the threat immediately. But it doesn't fit any of the things we currently know. Well, what's to say New York doesn't, or Congress, because it'll affect everyone. Congress doesn't immediately say this is illegal. Well, okay, none have been sold yet. We just have this one prototype, but it doesn't kill you. It immediately stops the threat, and, you know, it's just the perfect weapon, right?
Right.
Well, who doesn't want that? I mean, why should we not have that? But if they're not allowed to be sold, then you'll never reach a common use. And it's the same issue that we had with machine guns that were not completely banned, but so, well, past May 1986 were banned for any new ones. So the machine gun number is only dwindling. It's not increasing.
Right.
So if it had been increasing since 1986, I would have the numbers to prove that machine guns are in common use for lawful purposes, because you can't have a machine gun lawfully in the United States without it being for lawful purposes. because you have to write a reason on there why you're getting one when the ATF approves your stamp.
We got about a minute and a half left, but can machine guns, a minute and a half in this segment, can machine guns be repaired, or are they just have to exist as they are, and that's why the numbers are going down?
No, they can be repaired. The reason they're going down is, say, you know, Grandpa had a machine gun in his attic. He dies, and then Grandma is anti-gun and was just waiting for Grandpa to kick the bucket so she could get rid of it. She calls the ATF. They come in and take it.
So if a fully automatic weapon that exists out there today, if somebody passes away, I can't walk up and say, my grandfather wanted me to have this. Here's my paperwork for the NFA, and we go from there. They get to take it?
If we could do that through the estate procedures, and it's all state specific, but if like, you know, my grandfather died and he put it in his will that he wanted me to have it, then I would get the administratrix or administrator of his estate to get the Form 5, file it with the ATF, process that paperwork, and do all of that, and then I could get it. Sometimes it's that people die and the family, nobody wants it. Nobody wants to deal with it. They think that the ATF can just come in and inspect your premises at any time if you have a tax stamp, and that's not the case. But they're just so fearful of the government that they just say, you know what, I don't even want to deal with it. Come and take it.
Yeah.
Literally, come and take it. Let me give it to
come
you.
And take it.
It's really bizarre.
You hang on for me. We got one more break to go through. When we get back, we will finish up with Mr. Stambalia. Fascinating stuff he does. I wish I could go with him. I need to ask you about your office when we get back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. And I am talking to attorney Stephen Stambolia as he is out there wreaking all this havoc and everything else and all these other things, doing all these things. Now, have you covered most of the stuff? Because if you have, I'd like to have a quick discussion about all of this Kavanaugh stuff and just to get your opinion on a couple of things.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's basically just the only other thing was the Nick's case that we've got. You know, we're basically the one of the only groups that are suing over the FBI's denial to process appeals. They just recently asked for another 14 days to answer our complaint, which I think they've had, I want to say like 80 days so far. But they need more time. You know, we need more time to get to it. And I just said, fine, you know, here's your time. I mean, it's just a constitutional right, no big deal. Take as much time as you need. So that'll be big, and I'll send it to you as soon as I get the response. But we're just waiting, whatever.
Yeah. You know, with all of these cases and all of these various jurisdictions, is your office, does it look like a James Bond command central with like big screens everywhere and you're just teleconferencing every day? How do you manage to do all this stuff? How does that work?
You know, it's funny. I work out of my house. I've got a 29-inch monitor and a 32 or a 34, and they're dual screen. And I think I told you before, I've got video cameras all around my house. And so, you know, on my left screen, I've got half of it with my surveillance or what's going on outside my house. And then on one side, I've got my Lexus, you know, my legal research. And on the right side, the big monitor, I've got two documents open, email and drafting. And so, yeah, and then I've got a laptop and an iPad. And I mean, you know, the laptop and the iPad go with me whenever I travel. And so, I mean, I'm always doing something. I'm always working because there's always something to do.
Well, I mean, like for the stuff that's going on with Nick's and the stuff that's going on in New York and the stuff that's going on in Hawaii, do you ever leave Mississippi or is all of this?
Yeah, I travel a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
That was what I was wondering. If you were like constantly, I could just see you in the middle of a room with a swivel chair, surrounded by monitors and cameras all aiming in at you where you're like, okay, I got to go talk to Hawaii now. You guys just go ahead and start passing out those stun guns, New York.
I've got an iPhone, and it will die midday. It's got a brand new battery, but it will die midday.
Sure.
I'm on the phone a lot. I'm burning up my internet. Luckily, I just have I've got a fiber connection now, so it's a lot faster. But, you know, I just do so much different. I do so many different things, and I talk to so many different people. And I'm the attorney that, you know, if you call my number. You get me. You don't get anyone answering my phone. It's me. And I think that's really important. And my clients love it. You know, they don't have to go through a gatekeeper. If you leave me a message, I'll call you back. And I try to help people, and I help a lot of people, and I don't charge them a dime, because most of the people that have these Second Amendment issues, there's not a lot of attorneys that are out there that are going to help you, unless it's some big case that the you know, whatever attorneys can make a lot of money on. And like right. Nick's cases, there's no money in that. There's just not. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, Alan and I are like, God, the only ones that are taking it. And I'm thinking, if you're a Second Amendment lawyer, why the hell did you go to law school? You should be chomping at the bit to help these people. Yeah, it costs money and it takes time. And, you know, it takes away from your family, but you're helping people.
Right. Do you do any criminal defense or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I do my fair share of criminal
defense. Can you practice in South Carolina?
I could if I had a lawyer out there and I could, what we call pro hoc vice in.
Right.
But yeah, I can practice pretty much anywhere that I have local counsel. I'm licensed in a couple of different states and federal court. Like New York, I'm licensed there in the Northern District, and in Texas, I'm licensed in the Northern District, but I'm not licensed in all the districts. So, I mean, it's a very limited practice and federal practice. But, you know, Tuesday, I've got a meeting with a client here in Mississippi, which is weird because I live here, but I've never brought a Second Amendment case in Mississippi. And I might be about to bring my first one, where this African-American was arrested for having a gun in his car on a college campus. And in Mississippi, that's not a crime, as long as you're not a student. And he's not a student, but the other cops arrested him and charged him with a felony. And, you know, I'm about to bring my first Second Amendment case here, which is really exciting for me because, you know, Mississippi has such great gun laws that they don't need me here.
Right.
You know, I'm needed in New York and New Jersey and Maryland and case in Maryland.
I was just thinking that if you ever get a frenzied text from me, I'm not going to spread your name. I won't give you a number out. But if you ever get a frenzied text from me.
You need me to drop what I'm doing and get on
I need you. It needs to be like the Gumball Rally movie where I just call you up and just go, Stephen, Gumball. And, you know, I can hang up, and you'll find me in the lockup. I'll be the guy with the rubber flip-flops.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for out-of-state practice like that, you basically need local counsel. And that's what I do when I practice in New Jersey. You know, I had a guy out in Pennsylvania who would pro hoc us in New Jersey. And, you know, we sued them, like I said, and we won over there. But, yeah, I mean, it's fascinating stuff. I love it. And I love working out of my home. I get to see my family whenever I want. I just go out there for a little bit, come back in here and get back to work and, you know, figure out what my next case is. And Alan Beck and I are on the phone constantly talking about what cases we're going to file next. So, I mean, we're having a blast.
We got a little bit less than 4 minutes left. So real quick with Kavanaugh, I'm very interested, you know, with all of this fuss they're putting up over Kavanaugh, are you curious as I am about what they're going to do when Ruth Bader Ginsburg eventually comes to the end of her tenure?
This is something that's actually been, that I've watched being discussed online. And, you know, Kavanaugh is replacing what was known as kind of like a swing vote. Sometimes he voted for us, sometimes he voted against us. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, you know, pretty hard left when you talk about guns. You know, she was a dissent in Heller. She did vote in the per curiam opinion in Satano, the stun gun case, with a majority, which is good. So it gives us hope that if we go up in the, you know, on any of these stun gun / taser cases that, you know, she would vote in favor of it because it's a less than lethal or non-lethal arm, depending on how you want to take a look at it. But I think when she resigns or whatever, retires, it's going to be 100 or 1,000 times. I mean, literally orders of magnitude more than what we're seeing with Kavanaugh. And what I'd like to see is Hardiman. Who's a justice at the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, who wrote just a brilliant dissent in the Drake case. And I've heard that he's on one of Trump's short lists for Supreme Court judges. If we got someone like Hardiman, we would have excellent Second Amendment laws all across the country. So many laws would fall. They would fall like dominoes. Because people like me, and, you know, then you would have other people also, you know, jumping in, because at that point it would almost be like a sure thing. It's like, oh, well, we've got, you know, we don't have just four. We've got, you know, really good five justices, you know, six justices. They're all ours. And I say ours, not to mean that we own them, but, you know, they all believe what we believe, you know, that the Second Amendment it preserves their individual rights. And, you know, a 7-round load limit or a 10-round load limit is ridiculous. And a taser should be allowed for someone to choose. You know, you should be able to choose that. An AR-15 is not an assault rifle. And, you know, I think, in my personal opinion, we do have a Second Amendment right to a machine gun. That's my personal opinion.
Well, I think we should be getting vouchers for those myself, just going by what
the framers, you have to understand, you know, Scalia said that the Second Amendment, you know, means what it said when it was ratified. Well, I can't imagine that the framers of our Constitution, after they just fought a war, said, ooh, we only want single-shot muskets. And I know that, you know, in maybe 200 years, they're going to have these crazy guns and they're going to be able to do all this stuff. But we don't think y'all should have that. We're just going to limit this to muskets. It doesn't make any sense to me, because then we would have to look at the First Amendment and say, oh, we never could have thought about Twitter, Facebook, and God forbid, Bill, no one would have thought about this show.
Well, they said arms, but anyway.
Yeah.
So I'll be circling back to you around the 10th, I guess, and we'll find out what the good stuff is. Stephen Stablier, one more time, give out the website so people can check you out.
Sure. It's sbslaw.us.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for joining me tonight.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Back again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.